The Lord of the harvest is calling, for laborers true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while some on the ocean in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They perish now, yet Jesus to save him has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. A cheerful greeting to all the listeners of radio station XEG. We're indeed happy to be coming your way once again by means of radio. This is Willie Murphy speaking to you. We hope for the next few moments, as you listen to the words of the gospel message, that the hearts of each one may be strengthened to go forth with courage against the many evils which surround us on every hand. We've taken this step by faith to preach the words of our Lord and send them forth both by radio and by the printed page. We're now in our third year of operation in this capacity, and we do appreciate those who have helped to make it possible. Your cooperation is deeply appreciated. Those who write to us should address their letter in this way: The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. The night in which our Lord was betrayed, he found strength to support him in his time of deep trial by praying unto his Father. If it was necessary for Christ to arise early in the morning and seek a quiet, secret place of prayer in order that he may have grace and wisdom for the problems of each day, how important it is that we, as his children, should continually be in an attitude of prayer that we may understand and do his will. Listen to this verse from Matthew 26:41. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Today, I want to speak to you concerning the importance of watching and praying. We notice there are two parts in this commandment. The first one is to watch. To me, this indicates that one is alert and not sleepy and drowsy, but wide awake to the things surrounding him. No doubt most of you will agree that we are indeed surrounded by many temptations and evils in this present day. Therefore, lest we should be overthrown, it is imperative that we must watch. Here is a verse in 1 Corinthians 16:13, which so well brings out this thought. It says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong." Then listen to this verse from Ephesians 1:18. It says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. You see, it would be a hard thing for one to be watching with his eyes closed. The fact is that not everyone who professes the name of Christianity is in reality a child of God. Many people profess to serve God, but in works they deny him. Therefore, we should watch for any doctrine which might slip in contrary to that which is according to godliness. Over in the book of 1 John, chapter 4 and verse 1, we read, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." By the same token, I would invite each of you to search the Word of God. Let the eyes of your understanding be open and see whether or not the things we tell you on this radio program are true. Be not ignorant and blindly accept all which is spoken to you in the name of Christ. Search the Scriptures and see for yourselves if your preacher is speaking to you the truth. After all, it is your soul which stands in the balance. You are largely responsible for the course you pursue. Therefore, you should watch and pray. Now, the second part of our text has to do with praying. I believe that here is a need from which no one is exempt. Prayer is certainly in order, and it is a stimulant to the faith of a sincere child of God. It will help you when other things about you crumble and decay. Let us look at this privilege of prayer in an objective manner. First, our prayer should be directed to God and not through some other channel. In 2 Corinthians 13:7, we read these words, "Now I pray to God that ye do no evil." Then we notice in Acts 8:24, "Then answered Simon and said, Pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me." So, you see, it is God which holds the power necessary to answer our prayer. However, our prayer should be in our Savior's name. Notice the words of Jesus in John 16:23, "Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you." Here's another little secret which some people seem to overlook. In Philippians 4:6 we read, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Do you give thanks along with your praying? I believe this indicates a healthy spiritual condition. Our prayers should be offered in the Spirit. In Jude, verse 20, we read, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." Now, it's not necessary for us to go through a multitude of repetition in order for God to understand our needs. He knows even before we ask him what we need. Listen to his instruction from Matthew 6:7. "But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking." Another thing which some people seem to be unaware of is that God is under no obligation to hear the prayer of a sinner unless he is repenting and forsaking his sins. Listen to this beautiful promise from Isaiah chapter 58 and verses 9, 10, and 11. "Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here am I. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought. and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Friends, are you watching and praying? Don't forget the two solemn obligations for each one who would be happy and successful in your walk of faith. Keep your eyes open and be alert for the truth, refusing every evil and false way. In the meantime, season your decisions well with prayer. In fact, earnest prayer in the Spirit, well watered with the tears from your eyes, is sure to give a better understanding of the ways of God. Let us humbly bow our heads just now as we offer a few words of prayer directly from our hearts. Our Father, we are indeed happy to acknowledge Thee as a giver of all good gifts. Teach us to pray. Give us more understanding of the divine ways of God. Bless all those who hear the broadcast tonight and lead them in the way everlasting. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen now to the words of this poem, On the Wings of Prayer. Just close your eyes and open your heart, and feel your worries and cares depart. Just yield yourself to the Father above, and let Him hold you secure in His love. For life on earth grows more involved with endless problems that can't be solved. But God only asks us to do our best. Then He will take over and finish the rest. So when you are tired, discouraged, and blue, there's always one door that is open to you, and that is the door to the house of prayer. And you'll find God waiting to meet you there. And the house of prayer is no farther away than the quiet spot where you kneel and pray. For the heart is a temple when God is there, as we place ourselves in His loving care. And He hears every prayer and answers each one when we pray in His name, Thy will be done. And the burdens that seem too heavy to bear are lifted away on the wings of prayer. Hear now the beautiful song entitled Wonderful, as sung by Lynn and Al McCarver, Manuel and Marie Mitchell.
Wonderful is Jesus, who saves by grace. Wonderful the beauty of His dear face. So we seek with Him an abiding place in the blessed glory land. Our Lord is leading us to glory. Oh, so wonderful is He.
Is our Savior.
Wonderful is He. Wonderful is He, leading us to realms of glory, singing as we go, making known the love that made us free,
forever.
Wonderful salvation He is offering to all,
our Lord is
offering to all,
He is
offering to all,
trust Him.
Wonderful is He who leads us lonely above. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful is Thee.
This message wonderful has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We hope you have enjoyed our little visit tonight. If so, we would be pleased to hear from you. Now until next Friday night at 10:45, that's Central Standard Time. This is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours and a very pleasant night.
Wonderful is He. Wonderful is He. Leading us to realms of glory, sing as we go.
The wonderful story
making known the love that made us free.
That made us free forever.
Wonderful salvation He is offering to us.
Our Lord is
offering to all.
He is
offering to all.
And trust Him.
Wonderful is He who leads us lightly above. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.